Hello everyone, my name is Nana. I'm the Clinical and Custom Content Editor here at CAD. Today we're very lucky to be joined by Melissa Cochrane from Pharmacist Support. Thank you so much for joining us, Melissa.
Thank you, it's great to be here.
Today we're going to be talking about the Embracing a Workplace Wellbeing Culture course developed by Pharmacist Support to help pharmacists who are in management role and in leadership positions. So, Melissa, can you briefly introduce yourself and the role you play as a wellbeing development manager at Pharmacist Support?
Yeah, so I came on board at the charity about 3 years ago, and I've been heavily involved in working out which direction we're going to go in terms of providing wellbeing support for pharmacists. So we have a counseling partnership, which is great. We have our listening friends who are our peer support providers. And what we had when I came on board, we already had quite a lot of material to help individuals manage their own mental health and well-being. But what became clear really quickly is that we might need to look at well-being from another angle and look at it from the organizational perspective. And how do we help managers? How do we help places of work to enhance well-being instead of just expecting the individual to manage it all themselves? So that's part of what I do as the well-being development manager. I also manage our well-being learning platform, whereby we have lots of online learning that people can take. And yeah, it's a rich and varied role, and I enjoy it.
So what was it that particularly inspired the development of this course, particularly for managers and for leaders?
Basically, we made a strategic decision as a charity to focus on well-being. And this was because research showed us that this is what our beneficiaries wanted from us. So with the pandemic, we were in a sense thrust into providing a lot of resources, information, and tools to help individuals process and manage their well-being during what was a really challenging time. And we launched the Act Now Well-Being campaign to help us deliver this work. However, what became clear was that we needed to move the conversation, in a sense, beyond just individual mental health. And we had to look at real life workplace well-being practices that can make a positive impact. So we decided we needed to provide resources that would help build trust and address some of the issues that have been highlighted through our research. We know that healthcare professionals sometimes, because they see themselves as the people who provide support. It's the same with doctors, other people in sort of highly regarded professional positions. You're meant to be the expert. You know, you're the one that people go to see. It can be very hard for people in those positions to say, oh, there's something challenging here and I think I need help myself. So we've done a lot of work around raising awareness and trying to reduce stigma to help people to be able to open up. And we've had some really brave and wonderful people who've opened up and shared their stories, and that's been really good. So that's kind of how it developed, yeah.
I mean, I'd love to get some insight into some of the key considerations that you guys put into developing the course, specifically some of the goals you're taking the course will help you achieve.
What we wanted to do was to equip the sector with tools to be able to open up and have those sensitive and sometimes challenging conversations in the workplace. Because if you have someone in the workplace who's struggling and they don't feel safe to bring it up to anybody in the workplace, there's nothing that can be done to support them. And things will sometimes spiral into a worse situation than they need to. So we aim for this course to build on the momentum of the previous few years of well-being activities. We want to work more collaboratively with employers, managers, and membership bodies to bring about a cultural shift that enhances the well-being of the pharmacy community and makes it maybe not just okay, but also encouraged to have these kinds of difficult conversations. And in fact, you know, maybe they don't even need to be difficult. We could maybe call them important conversations instead, have these important conversations. So we're providing simple, practical support that's easily accessible. We've tried not to make it too time intensive because we want people to be able to feel like it's manageable to go through the training and have these tools that will steer them through the process of addressing well-being and mental health.
So the people you're targeting with this course is basically managers and people in leadership roles. Is there specific needs and challenges that you think these particular group of people face, which in turn requires them benefiting from taking this course?
Yeah, definitely. So we decided to shift our focus towards what managers and leaders need based on what we were seeing coming out of our workforce well-being survey. So, and also conversations we're having with people at events. So in 2022, we found that 9 out of 10 pharmacists were at high risk of burnout. And this figure is consistent with what we've seen in previous years. We don't yet know about 2023 because that's due out in quite soon, but we don't have those figures available to us yet.
Well, we've just done our salary survey and it actually came out that about 83% of pharmacists actually reported being close to burnout from the C&D salary survey. Yeah, so
it's a huge figure. And when you break it down a little bit further, it's even higher for pharmacists working in community, where in our research showed that it rose to 96%, which is pretty astonishing, really. And then we found that 73% of respondents had considered leaving their role or leaving the profession. So clearly there's some work to be done. It can't just be up to the individual, but we've got to find ways to tackle it together. So when we looked a little bit closer, top factors causing poor mental health and well-being revealed by our survey included inadequate staffing, lack of work-life balance, lack of protected learning time, and lack of colleague and senior support. So it seems important to address this. And we also found that some managers report that they really want to fully support their team. They're aware there's an issue. They want to have these important conversations, but they reported that they didn't feel they had the necessary skills and training to do this. And they felt that they were lacking, in particular, some of the softer skills. So those are things that we aim to address in the training.
I think something that I've always been very aware of, so as a pharmacist manager myself, is when you go through school of pharmacy, you learn a lot of clinical skills and a lot of practical skills. But what they don't teach you is how to manage people.
Yeah.
And what a lot of pharmacists end up doing is end up in management roles.
Yes.
And even as a responsible pharmacist yourself, you're already in a leadership role by being in the pharmacy. So I think some of these soft skills are really important for pharmacists to know about.
Absolutely.
What I wanted to ask is, what are some of the practical strategies and tools that you think managers can learn in this course that they can immediately apply to their workplace?
Okay, yeah, we definitely wanted to make this really practical so that people could pick it up straight away. And I thought it was very important to start with communication because that's really where all of this starts. So we go through how you present your message to others, which probably includes I messages and open-ended questions to try to keep the conversation going rather than for conversations just to be sort of shut down with yes-no answers. We talk about listening skills, how to use active and reflective listening. We talk about communication style and how your style can impact others. So that can be assertive, aggressive, passive aggressive, those kinds of styles, how to recognize what yours is and if maybe your style isn't the most conducive to a good working environment, how you might be able to change it. And then we also talk about my well-being plans, which is something that we've developed based on the idea of wellness action plans. And this is something that managers and leaders can use to help identify what might help somebody else to feel well at the workplace and what might trigger off some stress for them or other feelings of discomfort so that you can really individualize your approach based on what the person needs.
I think the course is going to really empower a lot of leaders and managers in their role. How do you think it's going to help create a positive change within the teams and the organizations that these people work in?
Well, we think that empowering is about ensuring that people have the knowledge, skills, and confidence to do what it is they set out to do. So in terms of creating a workplace that's conducive to well-being, we want to supply the knowledge, skills, and confidence to help people to do that. And so in order to do that, we provide a solid research-backed foundation of knowledge on workplace well-being practices and on mental health. And then we move on to provide information about skills that can be developed and practiced to increase confidence.
That sounds really amazing. So with all of these contributions of positive change in the workplace, how do you think this is going to affect the individual's work well-being within the pharmacy profession after they complete this course?
I think that within a challenging environment, and we know that pharmacy at the moment is a challenging environment, we need to make a positive impact in the ways that we can. So there are some things we can't impact right now. But if we understand the things that we can do, if we can make some immediate change to make workplaces more conducive to well-being, if we can feel like we have some level of control and influence over the places where we work, that can be really helpful. So that's part of what we're trying to do. And in the longer term, if we understand what other perhaps more structural practices improve well-being in the workplace, then we can advocate for change with an underpinning of knowledge of why this change is important. So it's about the things that we can change right now. It's about understanding maybe the larger, more structural things that also lead to workplace well-being. And then we can advocate and push for those things in the longer term. So we hope that it will build understanding, open up workplace conversations, reduce stigma, and ultimately lead to a really positive change for everyone in the pharmacy profession.
I mean, having been a pharmacist manager myself, I can say how important these kind of courses can be to a pharmacist's well-being and how much needed this course is. When can someone find a course if they wanted to take it?
I would say the best thing to do is go to our website. You'll find the information there. It's under the Wardley Wellbeing section. You can find information about the workshop and how to sign up for it on our well-being platform.
That's amazing. And how long does the whole course take for pharmacists to complete?
We don't really tell people how long that they need to do it in. You can do it as quickly as you want. You have up to 6 months.
Okay.
It is a 6-module course, and each module is designed to take an hour. So if you really wanted to sit down and blast through it in a day, you could. I probably wouldn't recommend that because I'm not sure it would all sink in as well.
I doubt any pharmacist manager out there would have the time to do that anyway.
Exactly. So I think if you aim for doing an hour a week and do it over 6 weeks, that's probably a really good way to do it. And that would give you time to practice the skills in the pharmacy in between modules as well, which would be really good.
That's amazing. I'm really looking forward to actually going through the course myself. Thank you so much for your time today, Melissa.
Thank you. It's been great to talk to you.